Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Mem Vav Amud Bet at the bottom. Amar Amemar Mishmei de Rava, continuing with Rava's rulings about the trefot of lungs and non-trefot of lungs, Ein Mekifin Bebu'e, which means we do not compare, literally bring close, different blebs that are on the lungs, meaning if we have one, we don't then pop another one to see whether or not this one was from before or after Shechita. This introduces us to the most famous of the trefot of the lungs, and perhaps the most famous of all trefot, and that is the sircha, the adhered lobes. If you have two lobes that are adhered, late lobdika, there's no way to check them. And the trefa. The notion is that there was a puncture inside and that they sort of soldered together. But this is only true if they are out of order. But if you have different lobes that are together, that are in the proper order, in other words, they are lined up together and now they've adhered, that's the way they grow. If you have two blebs that are next to each other, you can't check it. If it's one that looks like it might be two, there's a solution. Maitinan silva, you bring a needle, umazinan line, you rip it. Ishafchan lahadadi, if the stuff that's in there goes into each other, then chadei, it's one big bleb. Uksherav, ilo tartininu. If not, then it's two and it's trefa. V'yamarava, chamisha une it la lareya. There are five lobes on the lung. Now, this is, of course, besides the two major lobes. Now, apa klape gavra, if you have the lungs, and they're of course hung upside down, and facing you, tlata mimina v'tartim yisrael, it's three on the right, two on the left. Chasir o yatir o chalif trefa, if it's missing one, if there's an extra one, we'll see about that, or if they're swapped, meaning they're not on the right sides, then it's a trefa. Now, ahu yaterta datoy the kamid remember. So there's a fellow who brought in an animal that had a lung with an extra lobe, and brought it to Meremar. Ravacha was sitting out by the door. Amarlei, my Amarlach. So he asked the fellow, what did Meremar answer you? Amarlei, achshara niyala. He said it was kosher. Well, how do I look kamei? He said, go take it back, let him look at it again. This Ravacha thought that Meremar perhaps had not looked carefully. So he brought it in. Meremar then said to this poor fellow, go tell the rabbi who's standing out there by the gate, we do not rule like Rava when it comes to the extra lobe. And therefore it's kasher. I know that it's there, but it's kasher. By the way, that's only true if the extra lobe is in the line with the rest of the lobes. If it's interleaved, then trefa. Now, ahu beni beni out to the common Ravashi. Now we had one that was interleaved that was brought to Ravashi. Saw Ravashi the Mitrafa. He was considering declaring a tray. From Ravle Ravuna Mar Baravia. So Ravuna said to him, this Ravuna Mar Baravia said, Kohani Chive Baraita Hachitlu. All the animals out in the wild, they have extra lobes like that that are interleaved. Vikari La Tavcha Tavchi Inunita Devarda. They all call it the rose lobe. That's what the Shochtim call it, which means this is a normal occurrence. But everybody will agree now that this has to be on the inside. Aval agaba, if it's on the outside, meaning on the back side of the lungs, then afilu katar fita asa trefa, even if it's as small as a leaf of a myrtle, tiny little piece, it's still a trefa. Okay, amarafram, hi reya didamila ufta. If you have a lung that's like a piece of wood, trefa. Now, what does that mean? Ikadam chazuta. Some people say if it looks like wood. Ikadam begishta, if it feels like wood. Ikadam denefichah, if it's bloated. Ikadam bechiza, that it is light. Ikadam deshia, that it's smooth. The late lachituch ediyuni. You don't see where the lobes break off. So we don't yet know what Raphram meant. We're not going to know what Raphram meant by looking like wood. So all five of these are considerations for trefa. Amar Rava. Now remember, if at the very end of the previous podcast, we mentioned different colors. We said if the Rava said that if the lung is speckled or striped with colors, it's okay. But I pointed out only certain colors. Let's see what they are. Kikuchlash kshera. If it's blue, then it's kasher. But kidyut, if it's black like ink, trefa. Why? Tarochadina shachor edomhu. That when you see something that's black, and this is really in the context, in a different context. In the context of Damnida and Ktamim, if you see something that's black, it's really red, it's blood. Elishalakai, it just went dark. Now, Yerukaksha Rabbi Rabbi Natan, Adumaksha Rabbi Rabbi Natan. We're about to hear two woven together stories of Rabbi Natan HaBavli, which will tell us why green, and we'll see what kind of green it is, and red are perfectly legit colors in the lawn. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan, Omer Pamachad Alak Lechachayayam, I once went to the islands of the sea, but Isha Achat Lefanai, and a woman came before Rishamala, but now Rishonu Meitu Shenu Meit. She had two sons who subsequently died, meaning sequentially died after the Milah. So she brought me the third son to see what to do. Ra'itiv shaya adom. I saw that he was overly red. Amartila biti amtini lo achi vala badomo. So from their perspective, the way they understood the circulatory system, the blood had not yet descended into the body. So she said, wait until it descends. That's why the other two died. Himtina lo malo to. She waited a while. Did the Brit Milah. She did the Brit Milah, by the way. V'chayam, the kid lived. Vayu korinoto Natana Bavli al Shmi. And they called the kid Natana Bavli in honor of me. Shurpa machad alach to them dinat Kaputkaya. Now he went to Turkey, to Kaputkaya. Bata isha lefanai. A woman came. Shemala bara rishonu meit. Shenu meit. Same story. Shlishir etu lefanai. Ritiv shaya yorok. I saw that this child was green. We'll see what kind of green this means. It's really kind of yellowish, jaundiced. Hitzatzti bo v'loyabo dam brit. I saw there was no dam there. In other words, the opposite here. Here the dam had not yet come into the parts of the body. Again, according to this Galena kind of anatomy. Amartila biti amtini lo achi polbo damo. He said to the woman, wait until the blood comes in. Tina lo malo tova chaya. Same thing. She waited, did the Brit Milah, he lived. Again, there's another kid down Kaputkaya named Natana Bavli in honor of the rabbi who saved him and figured out a way for him to safely have Milah. I'm Rav Kahana, back to our case. Kechavda, red and green are colors that are legitimate because it means not that something's unhealthy, but the blood hasn't yet settled properly. Kechavda kshera, if the lung looks like a liver, that color probably means color, then it's kasher. Kibisra, if it's like meat, then trefa. However, the Balamor here says that it's not color because it's essentially the same color, but it's texture, the kaved, sort of more soft, and the meat is a little bit tougher. Simanecha, what's the way to remember that? Basar basadeh trefa lo tochelu. Meaning if it's like basar, it's a trefa. Okay, Amrav Samar Brei Derava. Hayreya dedame kechshuta uchemorika uchagon beyata. If you have a reya that's so yellow that it's like this yellow grass, or like saffron, or even like an egg, trefa. So what is green that's kasher? Because from their perspective, green and yellow are very much the same color. The answer is kecharti. It has to be dark green, greenish blue. Amaravina atum berea. Let's say you have a piece of the lung that's sealed, so there's no air getting in there. By the way, one thing about the karti is it's a little bit difficult because the way that we understood the previous story about the green, it was really a yellowish green, not a dark green, because it was hypobilirubinemia. Okay, Amaravina, atumberei, if you have a part of the lung that is sealed off and no air is getting in, maitina sakina vikarinela. We bring a knife and we cut it. Iipa mugla. If there's pus in there, vade machmat muglahu. It's only because of this pus that it was stopping it off. Ukshera. It wasn't a diseased lung. Vilo modvina lo agad faruka. If not, then you have to put. Now this is going to be our bicycle test that we did in the previous podcast, the bicycle tire test. But we're going to flip it now. You put a feather or spit, if it makes some ripple, like there's air there, then kshera, because here you want air. Vilo trefat. And now we're going to go back to our what we saw yesterday in the previous podcast. Rav Yosef krum shala machmat makabria. If you have a wound in the lung and it has membrane that covers it up, eno krum, just like we saw with the esophagus, that's not krum and that's not healing and that's a trefa. Rav Yosef harea da avsha. This we had in the previous podcast. Rav Yosef said if you had a lung that was making noise, if you know where the noise is coming from, then manchina lagadfa ogila oruka. Here again, we're going to use a feather or straw or spit, And here it's the opposite. Imavatsvasai, if it ripples, then trefa, because you know there's a hole. If it is not making any ripple, then it's kasher. Where's the sound coming from? We'll find out in a minute. Viloyadinallah, if we don't know where the sound is coming from, mighty meshichuta or mitchelta de maya pshure. We put a bucket full of lukewarm water. We put the lung in the water. Not in hot water, to kabtsi, because that'll contract it. Not in cold water, the matarshi, because that's going to make it too hard. We use lukewarm water. If you see bubbles coming out, and again, this reminds many of us of how we used to check our bicycles for flat tires. And if there's no bubbles coming out, it's kasher. Tatoi in kiv, because what happened? The inner membrane was punctured. Ilalo in kiv, the outside was not punctured, and we already ruled on the previous samud that that is okay. V'haidav, so where's the sound coming from? Zika de beni benihu. It's wind, as it were, air that's coming between the membranes. Okay, Amar Olam Rabbi Yochanan. Re'ashen ishpacha kekiton. If you have a lung that spills out like a bucket, really, then kshera, meaning if the insides are moving around like that, it's kasher. Aomek kasavar chisaron b'vifnim lo shmei chisaron. We'll see more about this in the next podcast. That an internal chisaron is not a chisaron. Eit Rabbi Abba Le'ula, watch this challenge. Harei'a shenikva ushechasra. Our Mishnah says that a re'a that is punctured or is missing is a trefa. My chasra, what does it mean it's missing something? Either machutz, if you think it's missing something outside, hanunikva, that's a puncture, so it's already covered. It must be that it's missing something from the inside. That proves to you that something deficient inside, when it's all still contained, is still a chisaron, still a trefa. So lo leolam bachutz. No, the Mishnah is referring to chasra mi bachutz, from the outside. With the ka'amar, tainu nikva, and your claim is, oh, that's the same as a puncture, that's not true. Lo tzricha Rabbi Shimon, we need it for Rabbi Shimon. Because what's Rabbi Shimon's opinion in our Mishnah, that we're going to see more about in the next podcast? Rabbi Shimon said that a lung is only a trefa if the puncture goes into the main bronchi. Now we understand that Rabbi Shimon means that's only if it's a puncture that took no substance out. If it's a puncture that took out some substance, even Rabbi Shimon will agree that that is a trefa. Okay. Mechananya chalash. Rabbi Natan came to visit Rabbi Chananya, who was sick, and all of the other great sages came to visit him. They brought that exact kind of lung. The Achshara, he said it was kasher. So here we have a case law supporting the idea that it is kasher as Ula related. Amarava, v'hud kaimi simponot. But that's only if the bronchi are present. Rav Acha Beredu Rav L'Ravashi, Menayadinan, how do you know if they're present? Amarle, Maitinan Sa'ad Dekunya, you bring a porcelain bowl, Shavchina L'Abagaven, you pour the insides into there, I'it Bashurai Kichivi, if you see little white streaks or spots, Trefa, because you know it's coming from pus, V'ilo Ksheira, then you know it's just the meat, and then it's okay. Amarav Nachman, Re'ashini Moka, let's say you have a lung that poured, some of it poured out. Ukrum Shalakayam, but the membrane's still there, Ksheira. Even if so much poured out that it could handle a revi'it of liquid, there's room for it, it's still kasher. Now, if the uterus was taken out of the animal, kshera. It's a different assortment of trefot. If the liver was wormy, a case happened with the people of Asya, which is in Asia Minor, came up to Yavneh for three subsequent Chagim, and finally on the third Regel, Chachmei Yavneh said, this liver that was found to be wormy is not a trefa, and it's mutar. Okay, we'll pick it up at the very top of Memchet Amud Aleph in the next podcast, and complete our study of the trefa of the lung. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.